Chapter 4. October's deep dew its wet gossamer threw upon Leipzig's lawns, leaf-strewn, where lately each fair avenue wrought shade for summer noon. To westward two dull rivers crept through miles of marsh and slough, where over a streak of whiteness swept the bridge of Lindene. Hard by, in the city, the one, care-tossed, gloomed over his shrunken power, and without the walls the hemming host waxed denser every hour. He had speech, that night on the morrow's designs with his chiefs by the bivouac fire, while the belt of flames from the enemy's lines flared nigher him yet and nigher. Three skylights then from the girdling trine told, ready. Apostrophe apostrophe as they rose their flashes seemed his judgment sign for bleeding Europe's woes. 'Twas seen how the French watch fires that night glowed still and steadily. And the three rejoiced, for they read in the sight that the one disdained to flee. .500 guns began the affray on next day morn at nine. Such mad and mangling cannon play had never torn human line. Around the town three battles beat, contracting like a gin, as nearer marched the million feet of columns closing in. The first battle night on the low southern side, the second by the western way. The nearing of the third on the north was heard. The French held all at bay. Against the first man did the emperor stand. Against the second stood Ney. Marmont against the third, gave the order word. Thus raged it throughout the day. 50,000 sturdy souls on those trampled plains and knolls, who met the dawn hopefully, and were lauded their shares in a quarrel not theirs, dropped then in their agony. Oh, apostrophe the old folks said, ye preachers stern. Oh, so-called Christian time. When will men's swords to plowshares turn? When come the promised prime? Apostrophe. The clash of horse and man which that day began, closed not as evening wore, and the morrow's armies, rear and van, still mustered more and more. From the city, towers the Confederate powers were eyed in glittering lines, and up from the vast a murmuring past, as from a wood of pines. 'Tis well to cover a feeble skill by numbers. Apostrophe apostrophe scoffed he, but give me a third of their strength, I'd fill half hell with their soldiery. Apostrophe apostrophe, all that day raged the war they waged, and again dumb night held reign, save that ever upspread from the dark deathbed a miles wide pant of pain. Hard at strive and brave Ney, the true Bertrand, Victor, and Augereau, bold Poniatowski, and Lauriston, to stay their overthrow. But, as in the dream of one sick to death there comes a narrowing room that pens him, body and limbs and breath, to wait a hideous doom, so to Napoleon, in the hush that held the town and towers through these dire nights, a creeping crush seemed inborn with the hours. One rode to the rearward, and but one, did fitful chance allow, 'twas where the Plices and Elster run the bridge of Lindene. The 19th dawned. Down street and plats the wasted French sank back, stretching long lines across the flats, and on the bridgeway track. When there surged on the sky an earthen wave, and stones, and men, as though some rebel churchyard crew updrave their sepulchres from below. To heaven is blown bridge Lindene, wrecked regiments reel therefrom, and rank and file in masses plow the sullen Elster Strom. A gulf was Lindene, and dead were fifties, hundreds, tens, and every current rippled red with marshal's blood and men's. The smart MacDonald swam there, and barely won the verge. Bold Ponia the sky plunged him in never to re-emerge. Then stayed the strife. The remnants wound their Rhineward way pell-mell, and thus did Leipzig city sound an empire's passing bell. While in cavalcade, with band and blade, came marshals, princes, kings, and the town was theirs. .a, as simple maid, my mother saw these things. And whenever those notes in the street begin, I recall her, and that far scene, and her acting of how the allies marched in, and her toss of the tambourine. The peasant's confession, S.I. Le Marichal Grouchy of 83 joint par l'officier K. Napoleon Louis of 8 expedi la valet dix yours du soir, tout question ut despairu. Mace said officier netted point parvenu a sa destination. Ains I k la marichal na cesta la fermert out savai, a il fot len croyer, car otterman il nor du acun racin por esiter. Said officier evade il eat pris? Evade il passe l'enemy? Kest si qunate outjers ignore. Fears. Hister de lemper. Adderloo. Good father. Was an eve in middle June, and war was waged anew by great Napoleon, who for years had strewn men's bones all Europe through. Three nights ere this, with column corps he'd crossed the Sambre at Charleroi, to move on Brussels, where the English host dallied in park and voice. The yestertide we'd heard the gloomy gun growl through the long Sunday from Quarter Bras and Liney, till the dun twilight suppressed the fray. Albeit their as-lated tongues bespoke Brunswick's high heart was drained, and Prussia's line and land where, though unbroke, stood cornered and constrained. And at next noon, time grouchy slowly passed with 30,000 men. We hoped thenceforth no army, small or vast, would trouble us again. My hut lay deeply in a vale recessed, and never a soul seemed nigh when, reassured at length, we went to rest my children, wife, and I. But what was this that broke our humble ease? What noise, above the rain, above the dripping of the poplar trees that smote along the pane? A call of mastery, bidding me arise, compelled me to the door, at which a horseman stood in martial guise splashed sweating from every pore. Had I seen Grouchy? Yes. Which track took he? Could I lead thither on? Fulfillment would ensure gold pieces three, perchance more gifts anon. I bear the emperor's mandate, then he said, charging the marshal straight to strike between the double host ahead ere they cooperate, engaging Blücher till the emperor put Lord Wellington to flight, and next the Prussians. This to set afoot is my empress tonight. I joined him in the mist, but, pausing, sought to estimate assay. Grouchy had made for Wavre, and yet, on thought, I did not lead that way. I mused. F. Grouchy thus instructed me, the clash comes sheer hereon, my farm is stripped. While, as for pieces three, money the French have none. Grouchy unwarned, warrior, the English win, and mine is left to me they buy, not borrow. Hence did I begin to lead them treacherously. By Jordan, near to east, as we undrew, dawn pierced the humid air, and eastward faced I with him, though I knew never marched Grouchy there. Near at Higney's we passed, across the dial limlet left far aside, and thence direct toward Purvis and Neville through green grain, till he cried, I doubt thy conduct, man. No track is here, I doubt thy gauged word. Thereat he scowled on me, and pranced me near, and pricked me with his sword. Nay, captain, hold. We skirt, not trace the course of Grouchy, said I then. As we go, yonder went he, with his force of 30,000 men. At length noon night, when west, from St. John's Mound, a horse artillery boomed, and from St. Lambert's upland, chapel crowned, the Prussian squadrons loomed. Then to the wayless wet gray ground he leapt. Why mission fails, he cried. Too late for Grouchy now to intercept, for, peasant, you have lied. He turned to pistol me. I sprang, and drew the saber from his flank, and twixt his nape and shoulder, ere he knew, I struck, and dead he sank. I hid him deep in nodding rye and oats shroud green stalks and loam, his requiem the corn blade's husky note, and then I hastened home. Two armies writhe in coils of red and blue, and brass and iron clang from Goumont, past the front of Waterloo, to Paplet and Smohane. The guard imperial wavered on the height, the emperor's face grew glum. I sent, he said, to Grouchy yesternight, and yet he does not come. 'Twas then, good father, that the French espied, streaking the summer land, the men of Blücher. But the emperor cried, Grouchy is now at hand. And meanwhile Vandeleur, Vivian, Maitland, Kempt, met Derlon, Friant, nay, but Grouchy missent, blamed, yet blame exempt Grouchy was far away. By even, slain or struck, Michel the strong bold Travers, Knopp, Dellard, Smart Guyot, Riola, Lariter, Friant, scattered that champagne ore. fallen likewise wrong do ism, and skilled lobbed it at red sunset sea, Colbert, Legros, Blancard. And of the foe Picton and Ponsonby, with Gordon, Canning, Blackman, Amtita, Lee Strange, Delancey, Pack, Gross, Doily, Stables, Morris, Howard, Hay, Von Schwerin, Wadsworth, Beek. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.